A very good evening to you all, dear brothers in Christ. We thank our Heavenly Father and Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for giving this wonderful opportunity to share His wonderful words of life with you. So, today we are going to see Bible chronology. That means we all know God's plan, that God has created mankind on this earth. And since the fall of man, sin has entered into this world. And we also know that Christ's second coming is going to happen, where all the dead people are going to be resurrected back and brought back to this earth. So, dear brethren, so today we'll see how many years have passed since the creation of man. Because there are various theories regarding the, dating of creation of man. You see, many people believe that man was created thousands of years before. Some people even believe it is millions of years before there was the amoeba. You see, that began to grow, began to become a protozoa. And from the protozoa, it began to develop into a, a monkey, a chimpanzee, a gorilla, then ape. And slowly, man began to develop Stone Age, Iron Age. Now, man has come to the computer age. So, those development has happened. That's what so many people believe. Even you would have read in the newspapers, millions, trillions of years before so and so thing happened. See, all these things are determined based upon the excavations that are made and the carbon dating that is done on the bones or the things that are. On this, articles which are found in the excavation. You see, dear brethren, how really can we, trust these excavations? Like for example, if a brick is thrown, inside a quicksand, if a brick is thrown vertically, the brick might not go so much, deep, but if a brick is thrown horizontally, that distance which travels inside also may vary. So just because a brick has got various dimensions and travels more when it is thrown in a particular direction, and when excavated, of course the carbon dating will be more upon the things which are more deeper in the soil than things which are above in the soil. So, based upon this one, how can we come to a conclusion that carbon dating is exactly right? So, carbon dating is a thing that we use to assume certain things, but not exactly determine certain things. So, this can't be trusted 100%. So, dear brethren, so, how many years has passed since the creation of man? If you see, the dating of man's survival, it goes back, to 776 BC. See, from 776 BC only, the dating actually happened. See, it all began during the Romans period. We all know very well that the Romans were very civilized people and they used to organize everything in a systematic way. So, since 700 BC or the 700 century, the dating has happened. So, before this one, was there no dating? If you see, there was dating. Before there was the Egyptian civilization and the Babylon civilization, but none of this chronology is apt because it is broken. Even the Chinese civilization, which tells about many Chinese empires, even those things are not interlinked, or it is broken here and there, and the vivid pictures is not so exact that we can trust upon. So when did the man began to really and correctly date everything? Or when can we trust the history? So all these things are history. So when, how much can we trust history? If you see, We all know about the Olympic Games even today. You see, even it is happening in the whole world. Even you see, Olympic Games. So, Olympic Games actually began in 776 BC. Since then, you see, every Olympic game is being dated in a proper way. So, how much can we trust history if you say it is only till 776 BC that we can authentically trust the, you see, dating the chronology? But beyond that one, you see, we can't trust any of the writings or the history, you see. But where do we find it? You see, if you see, they will find it only in the Bible. The Bible is the only book that gives exactly, you see, the dating, even from the creation of Adam. That chronology is given only in the Bible. Therefore, this chronology study is called as Bible chronology. You see, from Adam till Jesus' first advent, exactly each and every picture is given in the Bible. So, while we are studying this one, we need to keep one thing in mind, you see, about AD and BC. AD means what? BC means what? We need to understand. Many people think that BC means before Christ, AD means after death of Christ. Okay, if BC is before Christ and AD is after death of Christ, where is the period from the birth of Christ, see, till his death? Where do you fix it? That period is not mentioned, no? Therefore, dear brethren, actually, AD is not after death of Christ. AD is a Latin word that is called as Anno Domino, which actually means in the year of the Lord. So, in the year when our Lord was present, what all things happened, that is the meaning of AD. So, BC means before Christ. So, today we are going to study from the creation of Adam, you see, till AD 1. So, we are not going to study at a time. You see, we are going to break it into eight different sectors. You see, eight divisions we are going to make and we are going to study. So, let us study the first division. So, everybody, please keep your pen, a notebook, or on calculator. See, whatever we are calculating, and open the Bible and you see, please go through it. You see, the first period is from the creation of Adam till the flood. We all know that flood came during the days of Noah. You see, then since Adam was created till the flood, you see, how many years happened? You see, we are going to see it. See, while considering this one, we are not going to consider how many years Adam lived and after his death, what happened. Because Bible doesn't give us clear picture what actually happened after Adam's death and who was born and what all things were happened. You see, and moreover, you see, that is not clearly, you see, in a connecting way, it's not given in the Bible. But the Bible gives at what age Adam begat his sons. You see, at what age, you see, the sons were born to Adam. So, if you calculate from that period to that period, the link, you see, is easily found. So, we are going to see from Adam till what age his sons were born. Now, we all know, you see, the first son of Adam was Cain, and the second son was Abel. So, what did Cain do? We all know very well that Cain killed Abel. You see, his brother Abel. And he ran away and settled in a different place. So, this period, we won't be considering it. Because what happened to Cain, you see, where did he went, and what all happened, and how many years he lived, and then what happened, how many sons were born, and next after his death, what happened. That genealogy is not at all given in the Bible. But, you see, God chose one more son of Adam. His name is Seth. You see, so Seth was selected, Seth was born. You see, so from that Seth generation, we are going to calculate this Bible chronology. Okay, so to begin with, let us read Genesis 5:3. Can any of the one brother who can read all the verses, it will be very kind so that others can follow it. Genesis 5:3, who can read it? Brother Emmanuel or Brother Peter? Anybody? Emmanuel brother?
Genesis 5:3.
Yeah.
Adam lived 130 years and begat son in his own likeness after his image and called his name Seth.
Very good. And call his name as Seth. See, after that one, what happened? Adam continued to live for 800 years, it seems. Now continue, brother. Continue the verse again. Continue. Till verse 4 and 5.
Okay, 4 and 5. And the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years, and he begat sons and daughters. And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died.
See? So all the years which Adam lived were 930 years in dead. And after his death, what happened is not given. So instead of that one, when Seth was born, that period is given. And after that one, what happened in the life of Seth, that is given. Again, you see, Seth married and you see, he begat many sons. You see, so those information is given. That is sufficient because when Adam lived for the entire period of 930 years, he begat so many children. So we can't keep on calculating after one's death. That gear doesn't give us the, you see, chain link. You see the particular character period. But rather, if we calculate, you see, in a different way, that gives us a genealogy link. We can't calculate from the birth to death. You see, because that information is not provided in the Bible. But whatever information is provided, we'll try to build a chain in that one. You see, first we say we read now only that Adam begat Seth at the age of 130 years. Okay, so let us so the first year that has to be counted is 130 years. So please add 130 years in the calculator or in your book. Okay. Next, you see, Seth, he also married and a son by name Enos was born to him, it seems. At what age? You see, read Genesis 6, 6, brother. Genesis 8, 6, sorry. Genesis 8, chapter 6, verse.
Six, and it came to pass at the end of the 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made.
Oh, Genesis 5, 6, please.
Genesis 5:6. And Seth lived 105 years and begat Enos.
You see, now here, this is very connecting. See, when Seth was born and after his birth, you see, of 105 years, you see, he gave birth to a son. You see, his name was Enos. So here, that link is continuing. So we will calculate like this only. Okay. So Enos was born at 105 years. Next, Enos, you see, at what age did he have a son? Read Genesis 5th chapter, verse 9, brother.
And Enos lived 90 years and begat Canaan.
Very good. At the age of 90 years, he begat Cainan. Okay, Cainan, he begat Mahalalel at 70 years. Genesis 5th chapter, 12th verse.
And Canaan lived 70 years and begat Mahalalel.
Begat Mahalalel. Now again, Mahalalel, you see, he begat Jared at the age of 65 years. Genesis 5:15.
And Mahalalel lived 65 years and begat Jared.
Very good. Now, Jared begat Enoch, you see, at the age of 162 years. Genesis 6 chapter 18th verse.
Chapter 18, verse. But with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and
Genesis
thy wife.
5:18, brother. Genesis 5:18, brother.
Okay, 5:18. And Jared lived 162 years and begot Enoch.
Very good. You see, Enoch, we all know very well that he did not walk with God. You see, and he died at the age of You see, how many years? 365 years. Why 365? The subject for this one also, we'll see, God willing. Now, Enoch begat Methuselah at the age of 66 years. Genesis 5:21, brother.
And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah.
Very good. Now, Methuselah, you see, lived for many years. And at the age of 187 years, he begat Lamech. Read Genesis 5:25.
And Methuselah lived 187 years and begat Lamech.
Very good. See, then again, Lamech begat Noah at the age of 182 years. Genesis 5th chapter 28 verse.
And Lamech lived 182 years and begat a son.
Very good. See, now Noah. See, Noah, it gives that at the age of 500 years, he begat sons. How many sons? Let us read that verse, Genesis 5, 32.
And Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
At the age of 500 years, he begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth. How he can beget three sons at the same, you see, year, in 1 year? It's not at all possible, you see, having one wife. So, here we will end, you see, at the period when flood came. That information is given. Instead of taking at what age Noah, you see, sons were born, we will take directly at what age the flood came. That is given to us in Genesis 7:6, brother. Please.
And Noah was 600 years old when the flood of the waters was upon the earth.
When the flood was upon the earth. So, this entire period gives us the time period from Adam till the flood. Now, how much is it if you calculate? Has anybody calculated? Anybody has noted down in the book how many years? 130 plus 105 plus 90 plus 70 plus 65 plus 162 plus 65 plus 187 plus 182 plus 600. How much? Anybody? Anybody has calculated? Okay, Emmanuel brother, have you done?
Not really.
Okay. So, if you calculate, later on also you can do it. After the class is over, we will be sending the PDF notes to you. It will be very easy for you to calculate. So, it's a period of 1656 years. See, from the creation of Adam till the flood is 1656 years. This is the first period. Now, let us go to the second period. You see, second sector. That is from the flood. You see, from the flood till, you see, the covenant with Abraham. You see, now, before studying this period, we need to understand, when did God make a covenant with Abraham? You see, when, you know, when? Actually, God called him when he was in Ur of Chaldeans. You see, then Abraham left his hometown and he traveled and came to the promised land. But on the way, when he was coming, you see, what happened was that his father died. And as soon as his father died, he buried him and he traveled to the promised land. So, that was the time that when he entered into the promised land, that covenant between God and Abraham was established. So, let us read a few verses for this one. Acts of the Apostles, 7th chapter, verses 2 to 5. Acts of the Apostles, 7th chapter, 2 to 5. Okay, Peter, brother, are you able to read? Can you read? Okay, Emmanuel, brother, can you read?
Acts 7, 2 and 3. And he said, "Men, brethren, and fathers, hearken. The God of glory appeared unto our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Charan, and said unto him, Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, and come into the land which I shall show thee.
Very good. Continue verse 4 and 5 also, brother.
4 and 5. Then he came, then came he out of the land of the Chaldeans and dwelt in Charan. From thence, when his father was dead, he removed him into this land wherein he did not dwell, and he gave him none inheritance in it, no, not as to set his foot on. Yet the promise that he would give it to him for possessions and to his seed after him, when as yet he had no child.
You see, God spoke to him when he was in, you see, Charan. See, but when he traveled, his father died. And as soon as his father died, he was moved to the promised land. So that was the time that God established a covenant with Abraham. So now, okay. Now let us calculate what is this period. It's the same way as we calculated in the first period. You see, Shem, Ham, and Japheth were the sons of, you see, Noah. Again, we'll calculate, at what age Shem died and what all happened next. Because that information, again, is not, completely furnished and it's not linked. But as we calculated at what age their sons were born, and again, to what age their sons were born, is clearly mentioned. So let us continue the same way. Read Genesis 11, chapter 10, verse, brother. Genesis 11, 10, brother. Huh?
Genesis 11, 10. These are the generations of Shem. Shem was 100 years old and begat Arphaxad 2 years after the flood.
See, we calculated till the flood. Now, from the flood, this period is given. So, there's no break at all. Till the flood, we calculated. From the flood, again, it begins 2 years after the flood. So, let us take these 2 years. Now, again, you see, Arphaxad, we get a child, it seems. Read Genesis 11, 12, brother.
Genesis 11, 2. And Arphaxad lived 5 and 30 years and begat Salah. Genesis 11, 2.
Correct. Read again.
And Arphaxad lived 5 and 30 years and begat Salah.
You see? So, that was the period. Then he begat Salah. Now, 5 and 30 means how many? 35 years. Okay? Now, again, Salah begat Eber at the age of 30 years. Read Genesis 11, 14, brother.
And Salah lived 30 years and begat Eber.
Very good. Again, Eber begat Perez at the age of 34 years. Genesis 11, 16.
Lived 4 and 30 years and begat Peleg.
Very good. You see, at 34 years begat Peleg. Now Peleg begat Reu at the age of 30 years. Genesis 11, 18.
And Peleg lived 30 years and begat Reu.
Very good. Now again, Reu begat Serug at the age of 32 years. Genesis 11, 20.
Reu lived 2 and 30 years and begat Serug.
Very good. Now, Serug begat Nahor at the age of 30 years. Genesis 11, 22.
And Serug lived 30 years and begat Nahor.
Very good. Now, Nahor begat Terah, was the father of actually Abraham at the age of 29 years. Genesis 11, 24.
And Nahor lived 9 and 20 years and begat Terah.
Very good. Now, here, again, you see, instead of calculating what age Abraham was born, that is also given. But that is not relevant for us. Because we need to calculate what age Terah died. Not at what age Abraham was born. You see, because that information is not required for us. That is not important. We need to calculate a period when God made covenant with Abraham. When did God make covenant with Abraham? As Terah died. When Terah died, That was the same time that he buried his father and moved to the promised land. So as soon as he moved to the promised land, that covenant was established. Now, where is it given? You see, that is given in Genesis 11:32, brother. Read, brother. Genesis 11:32.
And the days of Terah were 205 years, and
Very
Terah
good.
died in Haran.
Yes, Terah died in Haran. You see, so that is the time that Abraham traveled to the promised land, covenant was sealed. Now, if we calculate this period from the flood till the death of Terah, or till the covenant which God made with Abraham, it is a period of 427 years. You can calculate later also. Okay. Now, this is the second period. You see, now let us move to the third period. The third period is a covenant with Abraham, you see, till the law. You see, now you tell me, which was the first law which God gave to Israel? Any idea, any guess? Which is the first law that God gave to Israel? Any idea, brother? Peter brother, Vishnu brother, Emmanuel brother, any guess? Any idea? Which was the first law which God gave to Israel? Peter brother, Emmanuel brother, any idea? Any guess? Okay. See, God gave the first law to the people of Israel when they were in Egypt itself. You see? Now that law was the law of the Passover, which they celebrated on the last day which they lived in Egypt. We know about the 10 plagues, and the 10th plague was the law of the, you see, the plague of the, you see, death of the firstborn. So that is the time that God gave the, you see, the law of the Passover to them. Let us read Exodus 12 chapter. Exodus 12 chapter, verse 24, brother. Exodus 12, 24.
Exodus 12:24. And he shall observe these things for an ordinance to thee and to thy sons forever.
You shall observe this as an ordinance, as a law, forever and ever. That is the first law. Now, this is very easy. You see, from the covenant with Abraham till the Passover, that is the first law. That is the day that Israel left Egypt. We all know very well how they celebrated the Passover. They cut the lamb, they ate the flesh in very haste, with all the dresses ready. Immediately in the midnight, Pharaoh calls and he casts everybody out of Egypt. So, the day they ate the Passover, that is the day that they were cast out of Egypt. They began to travel to the promised land. Okay, now where is it given? This is simply given in one verse. You see, in the New Testament, where Apostle Paul gives us a clear information. Genesis 3:17, brother. You see, let us read. Genesis 3:17, brother.
Genesis or Galatians? Galatians?
Oh, sorry. Galatians 3:17. Sorry, brother. Sorry.
In this I say that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law, which was 430 years after, cannot disannul, that it should make the promise of none effect.
You see? What is it? You see, the covenant that was confirmed, you see, by God in Christ, and the law which came 430, you see, years after, you see, cannot make the promise of no use, it seems. That means it shows the time gap between, you see, between the law and between the promise which God made to Abraham. It clearly says it was a period of 430 years. So when God made a covenant with Abraham, after that 430 years only, God gave the law to the people of Israel. So this period is a period of 430 years. Now let us come to the other period, the fourth period. You see, from the Exodus till the promised land. You see, till the ending of the promised land. We all know very well, as soon as people of Israel left Egypt, what happened? You see, what happened? They crossed the Red Sea, they came to Mount Sinai, they took the law from God, and from there they traveled, but they could not enter the promised land immediately because they began to murmur. So 40 years they were in the wilderness. So after 40 years they came back again to the promised land, they defeated all the enemies and entered the promised land. This period was actually 46 years. Now how 46 years we're going to see. You see? See, they did not go directly to the promised land. First they took the law. Okay, now how many years did they take to travel from Egypt till Mount Sinai? Let us read, you see, Genesis, Numbers 10 chapter 11 and 12. That is given to us in Numbers 10 chapter 11 and 12.
And it came to pass on the 20th day of the second month, in the second year, that the cloud was taken up from off the tabernacle of the testimony, and the children of Israel took. After their journey, took their journey out of the wilderness of Sinai, and the cloud rested in the wilderness of Paran.
Cloud rested in the wilderness of Paran. When, you see, that the people of Israel took their journey from Mount Sinai, it seems. Okay, now what does it say? It gives us a period. You see. Second year, second month, 20th day. Now, when did the people of Israel leave Egypt? We all know very well that was the beginning of the month, you see, and the beginning of the year for them. On the 15th day, first month, 15th day, they departed from Egypt. We all know very well. Anyway, you can note down this verse also. Numbers 33:3. Don't want to read it. You see, that was the Nisan, month of Nisan, Abib month, Nisan 14th. And Nisan 15, they left Egypt. So, by the time they came to Mount Sinai, it was 2 years, 2 months, 20 days. So, if you deduct how much you will get? 1 year, 1 month, 5 days. So, the period the people of Israel took to travel from Egypt to Mount Sinai was actually 1 year, 1 month, and 5 days. So, this is, we calculate as 1 year. So next, as they reached the border of Canaan, they sent the spies to see the promised land. You see, but many people brought the evil report. You see, hence the people began to murmur. And God punished the people of Israel for 40 years. They all wandered in the wilderness, and who all came out of Egypt, they all died in the wilderness. That was a period of how many years? 40 years. Let us read, you see, Numbers 3rd chapter, verse 13. Numbers 3, 13, brother. Well, let us read only one verse, Numbers 3, 13. Emmanuel, brother, you're there?
Numbers 3, 13. Because all the firstborn are mine, for on the day that I smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I hallowed.
Brothers, number 3rd chapter, 32nd chapter, 32nd chapter, 13th verse, Numbers 32, 13.
And the Lord's anger was kindled against Israel, and he made them wander in the wilderness 40 years until all the generation that had done evil in the sight of the Lord was consumed.
Okay. 40 years, they were made to wander in, where is him, sir? In the wilderness, they all died, he seems. So after 40 years again, what happened? Under the leadership of Joshua, they came to the promised land, but this time they did not murmur or commit the same mistake. This time they entered in the promised land, beginning from Jericho, they destroyed all the enemies, Canaanites, you see, Pergadites, Hittites, all the enemies were destroyed. And this took a period of 5 years. Now, where is it given? It is given to us in Joshua 14 chapter, verse 6 to 10. Let us read only a few verses. Joshua 14 chapter, verse 6 and 7 and 10. Brother. Now, Imam brother, can you read 14 chapter, 6, 7 and 10?
Joshua 14, 6. Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and the Caleb, the son of the Zephaniah and the Kenizzite said unto him, Thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. Verse 7, 4 years old was when 4 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out of the land, and I brought him word again as it was in mine heart. Verse 10, and now behold, the Lord had kept me alive, and he said, 45 years since even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now, lo, I am this day fourscore and 5 years old.
See, here, you see, Caleb comes and tells what actually happened in the wilderness. When, you see, the first time they went to spy the land, Caleb tells that my age was 40 years then. But after destroying all the enemies, you see, and distributing the land to the people of Israel, Caleb tells, now my age is 85 years old. That means what? That means since the first time they spied the promised land, and since the second time they entered the promised land, it was a period of 45 years. In that 45 years, what did they do? 40 years they spent in the wilderness, everybody died. So balance is 5 years. So in those 5 years, they captured the promised land. So this period ran from the law to the entering of the promised land. It is actually 1 plus 40 years plus 5 years. So how much it began? You see, 46 years. Okay. So this is the one more division. Fourth division, 46 years. Now fifth division, that's also very easy. We all know once when the people of Israel came to the promised land, judges were given, you see. So God spoke to them through judges. Now how many years did judges rule? That is given to us in Acts 13:20. Read with it, Acts 13:20.
And after that, he gave unto them judges about the space of 450 years until Samuel the prophet.
He gave them judges for a period of 450 years. So clearly given 450 years for the period of judges. So after this one, what happened? You see, when Samuel was there, people came and fought with him and told, no, we don't want judges, we want kings. Then God gave them kings. You see, that is the sixth period. We all know the first king was Saul, ruled for 40 years. Second king was David, he also ruled for 40 years. Then third king was Solomon, he also ruled for 40 years. Each and every of this king ruled for 40 years. Then only rest of the kings ruled. Now let us read how many years this Saul ruled. Acts 13, 21, brother. Acts 13, chapter verse 21. Emmanuel, brother.
Acts 13, 21. And afterward, they desired a king, and God gave Saul, the son of Cis, and man of the tribe of Benjamin, by the space of 40 years.
40 years. You see, 40 years he ruled. Next, what happened? David came. We all know very well. So David ruled for 40 years. Second Chronicles 29, 27, brother.
Second Chronicle 29:27.
Sorry, First Chronicles. First Chronicles 29:27.
First Chronicle 29:27. And the time that he reigned over Israel was 4 years. 7 years reigned in the Hebron, and 30 years, 33 years reigned in it. Reign he in Jerusalem.
Jerusalem. So 33 plus 7. How many years? 40 years. 40 years David ruled. Then Solomon ruled. Solomon ruled for 40 years. Second Chronicles 9, chapter verse 30. Brother.
Second Chronicles 9:30. And Solomon reigned in Jerusalem over all Israel for 40 years.
40 years. Next, you see, what happened? Israel was divided into two parts, 10 tribes, one part, and two tribe, one part. Israel and Judah. So among this tribe, which was a tribe that was selected by God, if you see, God selected the tribe of Judah because Jesus was supposed to come from the tribe of Judah. 1 Kings 11, chapter 11 to 13, don't want to read it. God promised to Solomon saying, you see, your throne, you see, shall be forever because I made a covenant with David. You see, somebody will keep on sitting on the throne because that was God's kingdom. Therefore, dear brethren, God recognized the tribe of, you see, Judah. Now, if you see the kings of Judah, you see, it is actually a period of 513 years. You see, first Saul we saw, David we saw, Solomon saw 40 years. Next, what happened? You see, rest of the kings, total 21 kings ruled. If total everything, it will come to a period of 513 years. So let us see. Okay. After Solomon, Rehoboam, his son, came and ruled. He ruled for 17 years. Second Chronicles 12:13, brother. Emmanuel, brother, can you read? Second Chronicles 12:13.
Second Chronicles 12:13. So King Rehoboam strengthened himself in Jerusalem and reigned. For Rehoboam was 140 years old when he reigned to when he began to reign, and he reigned 17 years in Jerusalem, the city which the Lord had chosen out of all the tribes of Israel to put his name there.
And 17 years he ruled. Next, Abijah, you see, his son ruled for 3 years. Second Chronicles 13:2, brother.
Second Chronicles 13:2. He reigned 3 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Micah,
okay,
and the daughter of the.
See, here is given that he ruled for 3 years. Now, next, after Abijah, Asa. Asa ruled for 41 years. Second Chronicles 16, chapter 13th verse, brother.
Second Chronicles 16:13. And Asa slept with his fathers and died in the 140th year of his reign.
How much? 41st year of his reign. Okay, now next, Jehoshaphat, he was one of the good king. He ruled for 25 years, 2 Chronicles 20, 13.
13 or 31?
31st verse, brother. 2 Chronicles 20, chapter 31st verse.
And Jehoshaphat reigned over Judah. He was 35 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned 25 years in Jerusalem.
Very good.
And
see,
his mother...
he began to reign for how many years, brother? 25 years. Now next, Jehoram, he ruled for 8 years. Second Chronicles, 21st chapter, verse 20.
Second Chronicles 21, verse 20. 32 years old was he when he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem 8 years and departed without being desired. Howbeit, they buried him in the city of David, but not in sepulchres of the king.
Very good. See, he ruled for 8 years. Next, Ahaziah, he ruled for 1 year. Second Chronicles 22:2.
Second Chronicles 22:2. 42 years old was Ahaziah when he began to reign, and he reigned 1 year in Jerusalem.
Very good. He ruled 1 year. Next, Athaliah. You see, she ruled for 6 years. Second Chronicles, 22nd chapter, 12th verse, brother.
And he was with them, hid in the house of God 6 years, and Athaliah reigned over the land.
Very good. 6 years. Now, after this one, Jehoash, he ruled for 40 years. Second Chronicles, 24:1.
Joash was 7 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years in Jerusalem.
Very good, 40 years in Jerusalem. Next, Amaziah, he ruled for 29 years. Second Chronicles 25:1.
Amaziah was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem.
Very good, 29 years. Next, Uzziah ruled for 52 years. He was also one of the good king. He restored the festival of Passover. Second Chronicles 26:3.
16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem.
Very good. Next, Jotham reigned for 16 years. Second Chronicles 27:1.
Jotham was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem.
Very good. Next, Ahaz, he also ruled for 16 years. Second Chronicles 28:1.
Ahaz was 20 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem.
Well, next, Ezekiah, he ruled for 29 years. Second Chronicles 29:1.
Ezekiah began to reign when he was 5 and 20 years old, and he reigned 9 and 20 years in Jerusalem.
Very good. Next, Manasseh ruled for 55 years. Second Chronicles 33:1.
Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem.
Very good. Next, Amon ruled for 2 years. Second Chronicles 33:21.
Amon was 2 and 20 years old when he began to reign, and reigned 2 years in Jerusalem.
Very good. Next, Josiah reigned for 31 years. You see, King Josiah, Second Chronicles 34:1.
Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem 1 and 3 years.
Very good. Now, Jehoiakim, he ruled for 11 years. Second Chronicles 36:5.
Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem.
Very good. Now, Zedekiah, the last king of Judah, he also ruled for 11 years. Second Chronicles 36:11.
Zedekiah was 1 and 20 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem.
Very good. So if you calculate everything, brother, you will get a period of 513 years. Okay. So please go through the notes also. I'll send it easily. You can calculate and see it is 513 years exactly. So after this period of kings, what happened was that, you see, when Zedekiah was killed, in front of him, his two sons were killed. You see, he was blinded and he was taken to captivity also. Later on, he died. You see, so since then, the people of Israel were taken, you see, captivity to Babylon, and the land of Israel was left desolate. And that period of desolation was a period of 70 years. You see, that is the seventh division. Let us read 2 Chronicles 36 chapter, 2 Chronicles 36 chapter, verses 11, 12, and 13, and verse 21. Hmm.
2 Chronicles 36 chapter verse 11. Zedekiah was 1 and 20 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. And he did that
evil.
And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord his God, and humbled not himself before Jeremiah, the prophet, speaking from the mouth of the Lord. And he also rebelled against the Nebuchadnezzar, who had made him swear by God, but he stiffened his neck and hardened his heart from turning unto the Lord God of Israel. Verse 20.
Mm.
And them that had escaped from the sword carried he away to Babylon, where they were servants to him and his sons until the reign of kingdom of Persia.
Continue. Until the reign of kingdom of Persia, they were in
Babylon. To fulfill, okay, verse 21. To fulfill the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah, until the land he enjoyed her Sabbath, for as long as she lay desolate, she kept Sabbath to fulfill 70 years.
You see, to fulfill the word of God, which God had already spoken through mouth of Jeremiah the prophet, that land shall enjoy her Sabbath to fulfill 70 years. That means 70 years land was desolate. Nobody lived in the land of Israel. So after desolation, what happened? It says until the reign of Persia. So first Persian king was Cyrus. As soon as he enters Babylon, he realizes that in the wall, Mene Tekel was already written, and Daniel gave an interpretation. And he was very happy that God gave him the victory, and he let all the Israel people to go to the promised land and build their temple. So that happened in the first year of the reign of Cyrus. Read 2 Chronicles, brother, 36th chapter, verse 22. Same, you can continue. Verse 22, 23.
Yeah, verse 22. Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord spoken by the mouth of Jeremiah might be accomplished, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and put it in writing, saying, Thus saith Cyrus, king of the Persia, all the kingdoms of the earth hath the Lord God of heaven given me, and he hath charged me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Who is there among you, all of his people? The Lord, his God, be with him, and let him go up.
So this happened in the first year of the reign of Cyrus. Okay. Now, first year reign of Cyrus is in 536 AD. This is a very authenticated date. We saw BC can be trusted or calculated till when? 776 BC, the Olympic Games began then. So since then, the calculation can be trusted. So this is within that one. This is 536 AD. So if you see any biblical dictionary, you see the first year reign of Cyrus is given as 536 BC. That is the period of end of, you see, period of desolation. You see, dear brethren, so the first year reign of Cyrus was 536 AD, which actually means that till AD 1, it was 536 years. So, in this way, we calculated the entire chronology. So, we'll just do a revision for understanding sake. You see, first sector, from the creation of Adam till the flood, 1656 years. Second, from the flood till the covenant with Abraham, 427 years. From the covenant with Abraham till, you see, the law, that is the law of the Passover, is 430 years. From the law of the Passover, or the people leaving Egypt, till they came to the promised land was 46 years. And after that, they God gave them the period of judges, 450 years. Then the period of kings, 513 years. Then the period of desolation, which they were in Babylon, 70 years. And from desolation till AD 1 is 536 years. So if you total all these things, dear brethren, we get a period of 4128 years till the first AD. From the creation of Adam till AD 1, it is how many years? You see, 4128 years, dear brethren. So this is how we calculate the Bible chronology. Okay? So I hope you would have definitely understood. Okay. I'll be sending the PDF notes you see a cleanly, a detailed, a short computation sheet so that we can, you can also go through it understand these calculations very easily. So in spite of that one, if you have any doubts, any questions, you can definitely ask me. Anybody has got any questions, any doubts regarding any of the classes? Anybody? Emmanuel, brother, any doubts, any questions?
No, brother.
Okay, Peter, brother. Vishnu, brother.
No, thank you.
Vishnu, brother, any doubts, any questions?
No,